Blog Talk Radio.
About people's thoughts,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. So Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Morey Ishai Israel from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you nothing but the truth. I'd like to say shalom to all of our viewers and listeners in our internet audience, for we know that the only reason you have turned into our program is because of your great fear and love towards the mighty Yah. And who is the Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only redeemer, the only king, and the only savior of Israel and the world. Yahweh is the one that has raised us up to bring you his word, to bring you his truth, and that's what we have come to do, and that's what we will do. Today, we are discussing what had begun to be discussed yesterday, and that is, what should we be seeking, and what are the reasons we should be seeking Yah, and what are the ways we should be seeking the Most High? And Almighty, he wants us to turn to him. He wants us to seek him. He even made it a testimony that we should seek him. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, if you begin reading in the 26th verse, it reads here, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereto you go over Jordan to possess it. You shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left to a number among the heathen, where Yahweh shall lead you. And there you shall serve deities, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. But if from there you shall seek Yahweh, your Elohim, you shall find him. If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul, when you are in tribulation and all these things have come upon you, even in the latter days, if you turn to Yahweh, Elohim, and be obedient to his voice, so Yahweh taught us, teaches us, and left it for a testimony that we should seek him. It's very imperative that we should seek him. For this is how you get the Almighty's attention. Even the children of Israel in the days of old had to cry out to the Creator. You'll read about this in the book of Exodus, the second chapter. In Exodus, the second chapter, start reading at verse 23. It states, and it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel groaned by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up to Elohim by reason of the bondage. And Elohim heard their groaning, and Elohim remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Yaakov. And Elohim looked upon the children of Israel, and Elohim had respect unto them. So even in the days of old, when our people were in trouble, even before Moses spoke those words in Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, our people sought Yahweh. They sought the Most High through their cries. They cried unto the Creator because of the bondage. And look at the prophecy about your bondage today in the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. In Isaiah 52, this here is about your bondage, our bondage, the bondage of the children of Israel today. Isaiah 52:1 states, "Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. From henceforth there shall no more come unto you the uncircumcised and unclean. Shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bands of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith Yahweh, you have sold yourselves for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money." So I don't know what the word in the street is about. We got to get all this money, and financial freedom is the goal. But Yahweh said, you will be redeemed without money, because you didn't even get no money from when you sold yourselves. "For thus saith Yahweh, my people went down aforetime into Egypt." So you know he's not talking about that right now. He's letting you know we went into Egypt before and dwelt there. "And the Assyrian oppressed them without cause." So he's not talking about when he sent the northern kingdom into captivity with the Assyrians. "Now therefore, what have I here, saith Yahweh, that my people are taken away for nothing? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yahweh, and my name is continually every day is blasphemed." So right here in this captivity, we're made to howl. This is a ruthless, barbaric captivity that we're under. This rulership we're under is barbaric, ruthless, makes us to howl. "Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak. Behold, it is I." And this is what Yahweh is trying to get you to know. He wants you to look to him. He does not say this in dark ways and in secret codes, but directly tells you to look to him. In Isaiah, the 49th chapter, the Most High says this in the 15th verse. Isaiah, the 45th chapter, verse 15. "Truly you are an Elohim that hides yourself, O Elohim of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go into confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith Yahweh that created the heavens, Elohim himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not to the seed of Israel, of Yaakov, seek ye me in vain. I, Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray to a deity that cannot save. Tell you and bring them near. Yes, let them take counsel together, who has declared this from ancient time, who has told it from that time. Have not I, Yahweh? There is no Elohim beside me. There is no Elohim else beside me, a just Elohim and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am Yahweh, and there is none else. The Almighty is demanding, commanding, and proclaiming that you look to him, that you seek him, that you call on him. This is the most important thing Israel can be doing today. What can we be doing today is seeking Yahweh. And why should we be seeking Yahweh? What is the reason we should be seeking the Almighty? Well, the reasons are very, very clear. One of the reasons we should seek Yahweh is that we will understand all things. You will understand. And how do you understand? Look at this proverb. Proverb, the 28th chapter. Verse 5 reads, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek Yahweh understand all things. What is this letting us know? An evil man, a man that is against the Creator's ways, a person that rejects the Most High, does not listen, does not hear, does not obey, does not do. But those that seek Yahweh obeys. They do. They hear. And look what it says in the book of Job, 28th chapter. Job 28 says, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Departing from evil is understanding. Meaning what? Meaning when you reject evil, when you choose the good and reject the bad, you have understanding. When you walk away from evil, you display understanding. You display the spirit of understanding. So when it says in Proverbs, the 28th chapter, the 5th verse, evil men understand not judgment. Which means what? They don't know good because they're evil. They didn't depart from evil. They accepted evil. And therefore, judgment cannot be possessed by them. They cannot understand the judgment. Meaning what? Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter. Verse 1 reads, if there is a controversy between men, and they come to the judgment, that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, the wicked man is worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and be beaten before his face, according to his fault, by a certain number. 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed less. If he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then your brother should seem vile unto you. So these 40 stripes, the judgment given to the one who's wicked. Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights for sin. Yahweh destroyed the earth by flood in 40 days and 40 nights. Jonah said, in 40 days shall Nineveh be destroyed. We have these stripes, these signs of judgment that Yahweh has now allowed us to see and to proclaim to his people that we need to take our 40 stripes through a fast of 40 days and 40 nights, yet you will have evil men that will not understand judgment because they reject Yahweh. And what we're saying to you is what Yahweh said. And what did Yahweh say? In the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter, 12th verse. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. What happens when you plant the seeds of righteousness? The fruit will be mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh, till he comes and rains righteousness upon you. So it is time to seek the Most High. And that's what Yahweh is telling us. It is time to seek him. Yet, evil men understand not judgment. But those that seek Yahweh shall understand all, or they will depart from evil, or they have a good understanding because they keep the commandments. See, when you understand, you're performing Yahweh's judgments. And it's imperative we understand that Yahweh is letting us know that his judgments are peculiar. His ways are different. So when you understand that it is time to seek Yahweh, then you understand that there is a time that we need to seek him. And the time that we need to seek the Most High is now. Yisrael, children of the Most High, today are in great peril and disaster and destruction and evil is upon the people of the Most High. And we have to understand this, but if we want to know how to understand this, it's time to seek Yahweh. For instance, in the book of Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, in the 7th verse, it reads, "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." What is he letting you know? There's a time of Jacob's trouble. There's a time of Jacob's tribulation, of a hard time for Jacob. There's a time where Jacob will be in great peril. And why? Because the Most High is attempting to get his people to look to him. If you're going to understand all things, you must seek Yahweh. And how will you understand what time it is if you don't seek Yah? See, if you don't seek Yah, and an evil man will not seek Yahweh. Therefore, an evil man will not know that it is time to seek Yah. An evil man will actually let you know that it's not time. An evil man will actually let you know what some evil people said in the scriptures. Here, if you go to the book of Haggai, we're going to go to the first chapter of Haggai. It's after the book of Zephaniah. In the first chapter of Haggai, his name is truly pronounced Haggaiah, but the framers, the editors, took the name of Yahweh out of his name. But it's Haggaiah. And in the first chapter, the first verse, it reads, "In the second year of Darius, king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Yehoshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, saying, this people say, the time has not come, the time that Yahweh's house should be built." This is what they were telling the people. Say, the time has not come that Yah's house should be built. And this was crazy at that time, because Yahweh sent Yehuda back home for that exact purpose, to build his house. Even King Cyrus proclaimed and declared, he said, "Look, I'm sending all Yehuda and Israel home to build a house unto their Elohim." That was the mandate that was sent forward. Build a house unto your Elohim. This is what we should have been doing. When we go home again, it ain't to just go home and kick back. It's to go home and set up the kingdom of the Most High. So therefore, you had people telling them at this time, it is not time that you should build Yah's house. And in verse 3, "Then came the word of Yahweh by Haggaiah the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O you that dwell in your paneled houses, and this house lies waste? Now therefore, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, consider your ways." And this is what Yahweh is letting you know today. Even though Yahweh has declared that this is the time to seek Yah, to return to him, to call on his name, yet people will tell you, no, it's not time. It's not that time. What we have to do is build businesses, send our children to the best universities. It's not time to gather ourselves together. And it is. See, one of the reasons we seek Yahweh is to understand all things. But how can you understand all things without seeking Yah? And once you seek Yah, you'll know what time it is. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, the first verse, it reads, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." So there is a time to seek Yah. There's a time to this. And let me show you what it says in 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter. Because this is one of the ways we seek the Most High. And in 2 Chronicles 15 and 1, it reads, "And the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa, and said to him, 'Hear ye me, Asa, and all Yehudah and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you while ye are with him. And if you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.'" So Yahweh was letting the children of Israel know, if you look towards Yah, he'll look towards you. But when you look at Yahweh, when you seek Yahweh for him to look towards you, then he's looking at your ways. But if you forsake him, he's going to forsake you. "Now for a long season, Israel had been without the true Elohim." This is a prophecy. "And without a teaching priest. And without law." This is a long season. "But when they in their trouble did turn unto Yahweh Elohim of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. But great turmoil was upon all the inhabitants of the countries." Is that not your situation today? "And nation was destroyed by nation, and city by city. For Elohim did trouble them with all adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all of the land of Yehudah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altar of Yahweh that was before the porch of Yahweh. And he gathered all Yehudah and Benjamin, and the strangers with them out of Ephraim and Manasseh, and out of Simeon, for they fell to him out of Israel in abundance, when they saw that Yahweh his Elohim was with him. So they gathered themselves together at Jerusalem in the third month and in the 15th year of reign of Asa. And they offered unto Yahweh the same time of the spoil which they had bought, 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep. And they entered into a covenant to seek Yahweh Elohim of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul, that whoever would not seek Yahweh Elohim of Israel shall be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. And they swore unto Yahweh with a loud voice, with shouting, and with trumpets and with cornets. And all Yehuda rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their whole desire, and he was found by them, and Yahweh gave them rest round about. Now, what did they do? They came together. They heard the warning. They heard the trumpet. They heard the decree. And they were proactive in their doings and were not reactive. They didn't wait till they was in captivity, till the whole world was in turmoil, till all nation was against every nation. But they heard this prophecy and they sought Yahweh for peace. They sought Yahweh and knew that they would seek the Most High by oath. And they gathered themselves together to do this thing and to make this sacrifice to seek Yah. This is a way they sought Yah. So what is it that Yahweh has been heralding throughout the days, even before today, even for many years? Well, it's in the book of Zephaniah. In Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1 reads, "Gather yourselves together, yea, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired, before the decree brings forth, before the day passes as the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh comes upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger comes upon you." Yahweh told us to get ourselves together. Now, if we seek Yah, we'll understand all things and we'll know what time it is. And Yahweh let us know what time it is. It's time to seek Yahweh. And what did he say in verse 3? "Seek ye Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth, which have worked his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be you shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger." So we have to seek him. But how will you do this? How can you do such a thing if you do not understand? You would have to understand that it is time to seek Yahweh. And the only ones that are going to reject what we're telling you about being time to seek Yahweh are the ones who reject the word of Yah. And how do you know it is time to seek Yahweh? And is this just some mystical time, or is this actually a set, calculated, measured time? And it is a time. It is a measured time. It's time to seek Yahweh because it is the end. It's the end. As I read earlier in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, the 26th verse, I'll reread this so I can clarify what I'm saying to you. In Deuteronomy 4:26, it says, "I call heaven and earth unto you witness, heaven and earth to witness against you this day that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto you go over Jordan to possess it. You shall not prolong your days on it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen, where Yahweh shall lead you. And there you shall serve other gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor smell nor eat. But if from thence you shall seek Yahweh your Elohim, you shall be found of him, if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in tribulation, and all these things have come upon you, even in the latter days, which means what? In the end. If you turn to Yahweh, your Elohim, you shall and shall be obedient to his voice. What will happen? Yahweh will be found of you. The end is the exact time to seek Yahweh. Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. The first verse reads, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim hath driven you, and shall return unto Yahweh your Elohim, and shall obey his voice, according to all that I command you this day, and you and your children with all your heart and with all your soul." At the end, when everything has happened, then you're going to return to the Most High. At the end. This is the time of the end. How do we know that? What is Yahweh saying? Look in the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Jeremiah 23. Start reading verse 14, because you have a lot of people proclaiming that you don't have to listen to the people of the house of Israel. But this is what it says: "I have seen also the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing." I'm sorry, Jeremiah 23, verse 16. "Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, listen not to the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not of the mouth, out of the mouth of Yahweh. They say still unto them that despise me, Yahweh has said, you shall have peace. And they shall say unto everyone that walks after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh, and has perceived and heard his word, who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh has gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he has executed, until he has performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, you shall consider it perfectly." Meaning what? When it actually happens, in the end, you'll be able to consider this completely. Oh, these prophets were lying. There is evil upon us. But in the end is when you will begin to do this thing. Look in the book of Daniel, the 9th chapter. Verse 1. "In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, the seed of Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years whereof the word of Yahweh came unto Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. This was near the end. If you know anything about the history of our people and when this providential king of Darius, son of Ahasuerus, reigned, you would understand that this was near the end of the 70 years of Babylon. Shortly after this, Cyrus reigned as king. And so in verse 3 it says, "And I set my face unto Yahweh Elohim to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes." And so what is he saying? By the time of the end, by the latter days of this captivity, Daniel sought Yahweh. But it is now the time of our end. And again, go to Proverbs 28. First verse states, "The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." And so, not only does the evil man not understand, but they also run from any controversy, anything that may put themselves on the forefront as having to be accountable. And what we're attempting to show you and teach you, that this is the end. But many people aren't going to want to proclaim that this is the end and stay away from knowing and saying this is the end. Because why? Because evil men do not understand. But those that seek Yahweh understand all things. And there is a time to everything. There is a season and a time to every purpose. In this time that we're in, is the end, is the latter days. And we have to understand this so we can grasp fully why it is so imperative that we seek Yahweh. Look in the book of Micah, the fifth chapter. I believe I want Micah, the fifth chapter. Starting at the first verse. "Now gather yourselves in troops, O daughter of troops. He has laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. But you, Bethlehem Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Yehuda, yet out of you shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Yehuda. In Israel, whose goings forth have been from the old and from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which labors has brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of Yahweh, in the majesty of the name of Yahweh his Elohim. And they shall stand. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth." And what is he speaking of? Key verse in verse 3 said, "Therefore will he give them up until time that she which labors has brought forth." And who is the she? This is the nation of Israel. Has to bring forth his people. But until this time, and when is this time? The time is at the end, when David will return at the end. Even back in Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, the 7th verse read, "Alas, for that day is great. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. But he shall be saved out of it. For shall come to pass in that day, says Yahweh of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off your neck, and will burst the bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him." Don't you understand when this happens, it's the end of your captivity? "But they shall serve Yahweh the Elohim, and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them." Don't you understand this will happen at the end of the captivity, at the end of your bondage, at the end of your affliction? This is what will happen. And at this time, it is time to seek Yahweh. This is the time to do it. Go to Jeremiah, the 51st chapter. We'll begin reading at the 6th verse. States, "Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of Yahweh's vengeance. He will render to her a recompense." When is the time of Yahweh's vengeance? It's very important that you know when the time of Yahweh's vengeance is. Because the time of Yahweh's vengeance is when he's about to cut off this nation, Babylon. And we are told to flee from Babylon in this time. When is the time that Yahweh will have our bonds bursted, the chains off our necks? When is the time that we shall consider all these things? It is in the latter days, in the end. But Yahweh, as he famously does, let us know the ending from the beginning. And in the beginning, Yahweh already told us when these things would occur. In Genesis 15, verse 13, "And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety, thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with great substance." What does that mean? He mean he's going to judge these people. Why would he judge them? Because his vengeance must come upon them. They deserve a judgment for everything they have done. And Yahweh already told us to flee from this Babylon in the time of his vengeance. And how do you flee from Babylon? What must we do? We must seek Yahweh. You cannot walk after Babylon and say that you seek Yahweh. The whole reason to why you should seek Yahweh is so you can understand all things. And I'm saying the thing you got to understand, one of the things you got to understand, is the proper time to seek Yah. Because once you do this, you know you're ready. It's ready. Yahweh is ready for you. He has given you an opportunity to return to him. And don't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. As a matter of fact, this is what Yahweh said about the opportunity he's giving us in Isaiah the 55th chapter. Verse 6 says here, "Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." This is what Yahweh is letting you know. This is, you can find him right now. In the latter days, at the time of your trouble, seek Yahweh while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Elohim. He will abundantly pardon. This is one of the things Yahweh said is the reason to seek him. He will abundantly pardon us. And don't you want to be abundantly pardoned? Meaning, have a great mercy. Abundantly pardoned, meaning you did a lot, but he's going to pardon a lot. And how can you get a lot pardoned, forgiven, washed away? You know, the president of the United States, at the end of his term, he pardons people. He pardons people. I mean, they've been sitting in prison for how many years? Or maybe they was going to go to prison? And he pardoned them. He said, "No, you're forgiven. You don't have to deal with this no more." And this is what Yahweh is going to do. He's going to pardon Israel in abundance if you seek him. Why not? But again, you got to gather yourselves together. So go to Psalms 50. And what are we discussing? We're discussing what we should be seeking. What is the reason we should be seeking Yahweh right now? Because you'll understand all things. And in understanding all things, you'll be able to know it is time to seek Yahweh. It is the time to seek the Most High. You'll also know that he will abundantly pardon. But one of the ways we sought Yah was by gathering ourselves together, and we even gathered ourselves together out of all the cities. And so one of the ways we could seek Yahweh today is by gathering ourselves together. And look what he says in Psalms 50, verse 5. "Gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice." And what are we saying? We're saying, let's gather ourselves together unto the Most High. Gather ourselves together, nation of desires, and seek Yahweh. And how do we do this? By a sacrifice. Why? Because it is time to do it. And we know it's time because it's the time of the end. It's the end of your 400 years. So they tell you we're not teaching that right. But who else can tell you the time? Who else is teaching you the time? We're teaching you the time and letting you know it is the end. And what should we do at the end? Seek Yahweh, because he is on his way by a sacrifice. Seek him with fasting. Seek him with crying out. Seek him by fasting. That's why we call a fast, to seek the Most High, to look for the Creator. As I showed you in the beginning of the program, our people cried out to Yah in times of trouble. Is this not what we should be doing right now? Is this not a time of trouble that we need to call out to Yahweh and cry out to the Most High because of the trouble that is upon us? The Almighty wants us to cry out to Him. Look what it says in Isaiah, the 10th chapter, the 20th verse, where it reads, "And it shall come to pass in that day, the remnant of Israel, and such that have escaped of the house of Yaakov, shall no more rely or stay upon him that smote him, but they shall stay upon Yahweh and the Holy One of Israel in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Yaakov, unto the mighty Elohim." And why? Because they are tired of crying out to their enemy. When you cry out to your enemy, he's not going to help you. Crying out to our enemy is not going to bring us salvation. Crying out to our enemy is not going to bring us any deliverance or any redeeming. All you get from crying out to your enemy is more crying. So you cannot rely, you cannot stay upon your enemy. But Yahweh wants us to cry unto Him and seek Him in this time. Again, what are the reasons we seek Yah, and how should we do it? We spoke about gathering ourselves together. What's more grander, what is more beautiful, what is more good and pleasant than gathering ourselves together? At this time, this is what we should be doing, gathering ourselves together. And what will that do for us if we gathered ourselves together to seek Yahweh? What it will do is it will show that we want to be meek. We want to be humble. We do not want to be the big man on campus. We want Yahweh to be established as King, and we want to call on Him. And we want to do this together and in unison, one voice, with one goal, to call on the Creator. But when we do this, we have to do it in a manner that shows Yahweh that we mean it, meaning we have to be sincere. That's why the Creator showed us this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. Deuteronomy 18, verse 13 reads, "You shall be perfect with Yahweh your Elohim." We got to be sincere with the Most High. And in your sincerity, then we would be able to show Yahweh that we mean it. That's why, as we read earlier in Deuteronomy 4, that when you seek Him with your whole heart and with your whole soul, we read in 2 Chronicles that the covenant that the children of Israel made was to seek Yahweh with their whole heart, their whole soul. So when we do our seeking to Yah at this time, we have to do it wholeheartedly. And what are we saying? It's time to call this fast so that we can seek Yahweh. And why would we fast? Is there evidence of our people fasting? Well, of course there's evidence of our people fasting. In the book of 1 Kings, the 21st chapter, and I even read earlier in Daniel 9 that he sought Yahweh in fact with fasting. And in 1 Kings 21, verse 25, there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of Yahweh, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to all things added the Amorites, whom Yahweh cast out from before the children of Israel. And it came to pass when Ahab heard those words, that he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth upon his flesh, and fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went softly. And the word of Yahweh came to Elijah, the Tishbite, saying, see how Ahab humbles himself before me. Because he humbles himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. So why? Because he humbled himself through fasting. That was one man who was pardoned, who sought Yahweh. But we're one nation that is scattered and that needs to be redeemed. And we need Yahweh to see how we humble ourselves, so that we may not have all this great evil fall upon us. And we have to do this in this time, because this is the time to seek Yahweh. And what time, and what is it that gives us the indicator that we know it's the time? As we said, it's the end of our 400 years. And how do we know it's the end of our 400 years? How do we know it's 400 years? What is it that gives us this understanding? Well, of course, we sought Yahweh. And in seeking Yahweh, he revealed unto us the time. And one of the ways you seek Yahweh is in the book of 2 Chronicles. It's the 20th chapter. And 20th verse. And it reads, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Yehuda, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets, and you shall prosper. And so what we're saying is, Yahweh has prophets, has servants, who he revealed his word to. And the word that was revealed was, it is time to seek Yah. And not only was it revealed in words saying it is time to seek Yah, but Yahweh was able to show and reveal how we can understand the time and knowing the time. No one else could come to you that's not from Yah's spirit, that's not coming from Yah's word, and tell you what time it is unless it been revealed by Yah. Anybody else, you ask anybody else about this time, say, well, when is the 400 years? They say they don't know, or they'll tell you it happened in Egypt. It already happened. Well, if it already happened, when is our end today? What is our end and when is it? And all anyone can tell us is, we just got to wait till Israel humbles themselves and returns to Yahweh. Really? Well, when is Israel going to humble themselves? When is Israel going to return to Yahweh? Was it not just shown that the only time Israel does this is at the end? Yahweh will stir up his people in the end to do so. Look in the book. I believe it's Hosea, the first chapter. Hosea chapter 1, start reading in the 7th verse, where it states, "But I will have mercy upon the house of Yehudah, will save them by Yahweh their Elohim, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Now she had weaned, lo, Uhumah, she conceived, and bore a son. Then said Elohim, call his name Lo Ami, for you are not my people, and I will not be your Elohim. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people." And where has this been said? Right here. In America. In the place that has been said, you are not my people, there it shall be said to them, you are the sons of the living Elohim. And though you want to try to deny it, this is the time where we are waking up. Our people are waking up and calling upon the Most High. And in verse 11 says, "Then shall the children of Yehudah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land. For great is the day of Jezreel." Because at that time, at the end, once we have been brought down and even rejected, then will we seek Yah. Then will they say, that's the children of Yah. Then will we gather ourselves together. Then will we come up out of the land. But who can tell you the time? If you want to understand all things, you must seek Yahweh. And one of the ways to seek Yah is to even believe Him, the Most High, and even believe His prophets. And only can Yah's servants tell you His times. No one else is going to be able to tell you the time. They're only going to have to speculate or tell you that it already happened. And if it already happened, then when are we to seek Yahweh? When are we to consider it perfectly? When are we to return? When? If you telling us the end or the 400 years already took place. Well, this is the end of the 400 years. And this is the only way you're going to be able to indicate what time it is. You're not going to be able to indicate it by just saying, oh, when Israel get themselves together. Well, Yahweh already let you know Israel will not. Listen, Israel is not calling on Him. You got to be a saint for the Most High and sanctify yourself and call on Yah for your people. Also, go to the book of Amos. The 5th chapter. In Amos chapter 5, Verse 12 says, "For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just. They take a bribe and turn aside the poor and the gate from their right. Therefore, the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, shall be with you as you have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that Yahweh Elohim will be gracious to you unto the remnant of the Yosef. Therefore, Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, the Master says, thus, wailing shall be in all the streets, and they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas, and they shall call the husbandman to mourning, and such are skillful in lamentation to wailing, and in all vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through you, says Yahweh. Woe unto you that desire the day of Yahweh. To what end is it for you? The day of Yahweh is a day of darkness and not light. And if a man did flee from a lion and a bear meet him, or went into the house and leaned in his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him, shall not the day of Yahweh be darkness and not light? Even very dark and no brightness in it? This is what Yahweh is letting you know. His time that comes upon the wicked is a dark and evil day. And he said, seek ye Yahweh so that you may be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. You want to be caught in this dreadful time in which you escape the lion and meet a bear, escape the bear and go to your house and lean on your house and a serpent? This is not the time that you want to be in without the protection of the Most High. So if you want to know what is the reason to seek Yahweh, and we're going to understand all things. And something very important, you'll be able to see and understand the time of when it is to seek Yah. And it is at the time of the end. And we are at the time of the end. And in this end time, in these latter days, you have to seek Yah. And we must gather ourselves together to do this thing by sacrifice. And that sacrifice is this fast that we are calling to get our 40 stripes. But it's time to seek Yahweh, because this is the time of the end. And only by the inspiration of Yahweh can you know that he sent unto you his revelation to tell you it's time to seek him. It is the end time. It's not like any other time before. But this is the end. The 400th year. The last day that you can seek the Most High before his return. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much. And so do I. Shalom.
Soon as we exit, y'all closing them curtains. Measured by your long ruler, they foolish. like the tractors to do it, to eradicate all the corners, they be faster than boomers. My movement, instructed by Yahweh, your car not to march. A tip participate in a boat in the family kings in the yard. My heart tries to be wicked and deceitful. The people behold the grudge of some of the rumors that is spoke by the leaders. It's ignorant to be identical, cause all the cancer's malignant. My dick is illicit for any of Yeshua knew we're kicking the wax of fact. We have a problem with just staying fat, holding the double standard like the eyes filled with cataracts. Overreact to anything supposed to be kings and queens. From bounding God bodies, righteous bone check all topics. My lobby is to stand and hearken to Yah's commandments, falling